I'm always struck by this contrast for Palm Sunday, that we begin at the in the back of the church with the triumphal procession into Jerusalem, the proclamation of our Lord entering into Jerusalem, and everyone cheering and laying down the cloaks and the palm branches and calling him the conquering king, that he was coming to kick the Romans out of the promised land and establish a new kingdom of Israel. And then we jump to the passion. We jump to this story of our Lord's passion and death, where instead of being the conquering king, he is now a disgraced criminal. You know, the crucifixion was only reserved for the worst of the worst. So Barabbas, who was a revolutionary and a murderer, was the one who would face the crucifixion as a punishment. So this was, our Lord was being treated as a revolutionary, as someone who was trying to overthrow, kind of ironic there, that he was being accused of trying to overthrow the Roman Empire. This shows the contrast and the contradiction of our Lord's life. Our Lord is God. He was and is the second person of the Trinity. He is the Son of God. He could have snapped his fingers and the Romans would have been gone. That he could have established the new kingdom of Israel without even thinking about it. And yet he didn't. He could have had that procession into Jerusalem his entire life, where he is treated with parades and honor and glory and praise throughout his life here on earth. But he didn't. Instead, as St. Paul says, Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. And found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Our Lord did not come to be honored while he was here on earth. Our Lord did not come to be treated with praise and glory while he was here on earth. Instead, he came with humility. He came as a small child, as an infant, in an insignificant part of the world, to an insignificant family, at least in the eyes of the world, an insignificant family. We know better now. He came very humbly, because ultimately, he didn't come for praise and glory in his earthly life. He came for the cross. And that is the message of this Palm Sunday Mass, is that our Lord's life, including the praises that he received as he entered Jerusalem, was all leading to the cross, was all leading to his death for our sins. The humility that he showed while he was here on earth is our example, is the example that we are called to live, the example of not seeking honor and praise from others, not seeking to be liked, not seeking to do what is popular, but rather to seek to glorify God with our lives, even doing things that others might disagree with, even doing things that others might think is wrong, but instead to do what our Lord thinks is right, to do what honors him, what glorifies him. And then when those moments of difficulty arise, because we are following him, he will give us the help that we need to raise us up to eternal life when our time comes. That is the message of Palm Sunday. And so this coming Holy Week, as we begin this Holy Week, where we reflect on our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection, may we seek to live that humility that our Lord showed that led to the cross, so that we may, as St. Paul says, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.